Hello and welcome to Fake News Network. I am just lying with an FNN exclusive. Alien stock has come and gone, and with it a triumphant victory for alien sympathizers everywhere. In the late hours of September 20th, a group from the festival broke into the base and managed to liberate several alien species, as well as much of their technology.
So, I was in the mosh pit dancing with my sorority sisters, Go Sigma Apple Pie, and my boyfriend Chad, obviously. It was so much fun until all the bloodshed happened. It was low-key kind of gross. But I did see these hot dudes dressed in black being chased by these hotter dudes in, like, military uniforms. I don't know, but these hot dudes in black were carrying these green-looking creatures. They had, like, some, like, shiny silver thingies that were blowing up rocks. It was high-key kind of cool.
However, the night was not without consequence.
Yeah, I got shot.
Yeah, she got shot many times.
The members in question are currently in hiding, and one of the alien species has currently leveled many parts of the Mojave Desert. Whether or not this was beneficial for mankind, the world may never know. Our expert at the Alien Research Institute, Dr. Melissa Graywoman, shared her thoughts on the subject.
As I am sure you are all aware, species known as greys and lizardmen are innocuous on their own. The technology they have brought to us is probably harmless, but another psychokinetic species known as psychos are more harmful on their own due to their violent tendencies and psychic manipulation. Be on the lookout and do not, under any circumstances.
Thank you, Doctor. That's all the time we have. Our shooting witness from earlier had this to say.
I think she's alive. After I saw it, I fled the scene, running through ugly aliens. As no cap, it was the craziest thing I ever seen.
Our victim from earlier was thankfully conscious enough to give us a few words.
It just happened out of nowhere. One minute I was dancing with my boyfriend Brad, and the next I was bleeding out on the ground in the fetal position. I blacked out, but not in a good way. And yes, I'm alive.
What empowering words from our victim. Many alien species are still unaccounted for, but we at the Fake News Network will stay up to date for you. Probably.
In case you haven't noticed, it's really easy to create fake news. All you need is a convincing host, like Just Lying, reliable-sounding witnesses who got shot, and experts that seem like they're educated on the subject. And a title people will want to click on, specifically alien stock providing great cover for a raid. Nothing's wrong with that by itself, but when we as an audience don't take the extra effort to check sources like military reports, to check facts about aliens, that's when it becomes a problem. People taking in fake news as real pose a real problem to our society as a whole. But there's not exactly an easy way to fix that. All we can do is question those sources, question those facts, realize satire when we see it, always, always, always check exclusives, and just maybe, we can have an honest discussion about news.